Learning Masechtas Soita, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Learned in the Mishnah, Keshem Shamayim Boidkim Oisa, just like Mayim is Boidik her, to see if she's guilty or innocent. Kach Mayim Boidkim Oisa, the same thing, the water will check him, and if he is guilty, he will also get the Oinish. Shenema Uvo Uvo, that's what's said in the Mishnah. What does it mean? Who's Oisa? Who is him? Who's the person getting the einish? Oisai, Zakta Gemara. Oisai Laman. Who are we talking about? Limul Baal. If it means the Baal. Baal my Ovid. What did the Baal do wrong? He's just bringing his wife to come drink the Meisaita because he suspected her of being unfaithful. So what's exactly the Baal's Avera? Bechi Tema, you'll tell me the Ispe Ovin Bat Klei Maya. Maybe you're going to tell me that if he has an Ovin, so then the Mayim will buy the Kim, which means what? Rashi says, the Ispe Ovin Shaba Leha Lachash Nistara. That if maybe after Safek Soita, the Lacha is that he is also to his wife, and if he was born his wife, maybe then he will get a Oynish. So tomorrow that can't be, because he is be Avayim B'didei, mi bat klei mayo l'didah. Because if that's the case, then she won't be, the Meisaita will work for her. But Tanya learned in the Braisa, v'nika ishma Avayim v'isha hi tisas Avayim. It says that she drinks the Meisaita, and the ish will be nika Avayim, and the isha will be tisas Avayim. And we dash from that. The pasuk shav the pasuk means that even though the ish brought the isha to the Yerushalayim, because of that the isha died, it's not going to be his fault. She was the one of the davera. She gets the einish. But we dash from that. Bezman she ish menuka ma'avo, and ha'mayim baitkim es ishtoi. Ain ish menuka ma'avo, ain ma'avaitkim es ishtoi. That the only time the water works is only if the ish is innocent. But if the ish did something wrong, the husband did something wrong, the water won't work. So we can't say that he didn't get an oinish because he was over something. If he's over something, the whole water wouldn't work. The whole thing doesn't start. So that can't be the case. Now Rashi, like we spoke at, says, what's the avayim we're talking about? Shabbat le'alach ha'shanistra. The Rambam learns the din of nukum avayim is if the ish did any isser's nus in his lifetime, the water wouldn't work. They're much different than Rashi. Rashi's mashma, the Avera has to do with this marriage, with this Soita. And it's after she became a Soita. If he was Oiver, then it won't work. But the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches says, Kol ish sheba bia asura miyomav, acha shehigdol, after became a gadol, ein hamayim aram boitkim asishtoi. So that's what the Rambam learns. And actually, there's a Rashi later on, sounds like the Rambam, Baal Kaponim, so you're asking different kasha, right? So now he has different kasha chayra. So in Mars have meaning that the reason why he got an oinish is because he was over the iser of Baal El Chayra. It's only iser lav or iser say. It's not an iser chi of misa. So the Minchas Kenoyis has his kasha, and the Rabbi Yashiv says they already find such a precedent already. You find early, in the last parak, that a Shemeres Yavam that was Mezana, if you one sad, could become a Saita. Even though a Shemeres Yavam, if she's Mezana, she's only over Isalav. So you find such an idea already. Elamai, the issue thing is an Oinish Min Shemayim, even on a lav. This is the thing. Could be, if the parish Saita, could be, if someone's a Saita, something's very wrong, it's very possible that it's an Isser. So he also, for him also, it could be. But as a Kasha, because can't be, because if that was his Chait, the thing wouldn't work in the first place. So Gemara says, El the boil, talk about the boil. It means, Kashem Shemay Boit Kamay Saw, Kach Boit Kamay Saw, it means the boil. The boil did the same thing wrong as she did, and he'll get also Einish. So afraid to Gemara, if that was the case, so why does it say Oisai? We have a next line, a line in the Mishnah that says, Kashem Shesur Labal, Kach Asur Labal. See, we call the boil a boil, we don't call him Oisai. So if I talk about the boil, let's think of the time safe. If that was the case, let it say that lashem. Loilam lo boil. Vereisha, I did a ton of oisah. Since it says oisah, toni oisai. Safer, I did a ton of boil, ton of boil. We always match up the boil with the same wording as the isha. In the first case where it said oisah, it says oisai. And the second case which says Baal, so similar to Baal is Baal, and that's why we call him a Baal. But Avada means the Baal. So bottom line is, when the Mishnah starts off, says, Kishen Shemayim Baal for Yisrael, Kach Baal for Yisrael, it means the Baal. Look at the Maravite. It said in the Mishnah, what's the Makar that the Baal also gets a Einish? From a Baal, it says a Baal twice. It says one Pasuk, a Baal, Mayim, Arim, Eila, B'mayachutz is beten. Another pasuk says v'hishkas ishes me'amarim hamarim avol b'hamayim marim marim. So we're touching it means two times. We'll see the more of the shaila. So therefore, since it says avol, we know now that the boil also gets the einish. The boil who bow uvol comma is a drash an extra vav. It's a one word of bow, but bow uvo with an extra vav. Oi, uvo uvo, comma, there's two times of vav. That's the drasha that teaches us this halacha of that there's an inish to the boil. Tashma, we'll bring a raya from the next case in the Mishnah. So the next case in the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that just like she is also to the bow, she's also to the boil. Shinema nitma v'nitma. But and that's what it says in the Mishnah, which Rabbi Kiva is talking. So the Gemara says, there you see it's a vav. But Gemara, dying there, they also tabay nitma and nitma comma is two times nitma. The God is regardless. The tabay nitma vin nitma comma is it the extra vav? Oi, nitma vin nitma comma, or it's two psukim. So the same shaila there. So what do you mean right from there to a vav? I mean, they also declare the shaila. Is it from two times nitma or the extra vav? Tashma Matani Seifa on that halacha, this is machlekes. Rabbi Eimer, Shnei Pa'am Mamurim Beparasha, V'nitma V'nitma, Echelaba, Echelaboyal, Mechlal, the Rekiva Vavi Kadarish. That's Mavuya, that Rekiva is Vav Kadarish. Once we know that, so Uvo Uvo probably is from the extra Vav. So bottom line is, we are saying, we had a question, this din that the Boyal gets the Einish, what's the Makar? So it'll be really machlek. It's Rebbe and Rav Akiva. According to Rebbe, it'll be from the extra word uvav because he doesn't darshan vav. But Rav Akiva darshan vav, like we find by Nitma, the drasha will be ba'u uvav from the extra vav. So now we're gonna go explain the extra vavs now because it says really three times in the pasuk it says uvav. It says three times in the psukim uvav, and so you have a darshan. All the words of vo and the extra vav according to Rabbi Kiva. You have to also add a dash in the extra vav. There's one pasuk chav beis of vav ma'ayim ma'arim ma'ela. There's another pasuk chav dalid v'hishka se'isha me'amarim uvo v'hamayim. And there's another pasuk that says uvo, that's pasuk chav zayin. It says v'hishka se'amayim v'hoisem nitma v'timam v'isha vav v'hamayim ma'arim l'marim v'tzav sabitna v'naf li'recha. So it says three times in the pasuk of vav, and according to Rav Akiva, they dash in the extra vav. There's really six drashas. Hilkach, l'Rav Akiva shisa kroyi ksivi. There are six drashas. Chad letzavah didea v'chad letzavah didei. Basically, what we're gonna do is each of vav is a drasha, and it's a drasha for him, for the boil, and it's a drasha for the isha. So chal tzavah dido v'chal tzavah didei. What does tzavah mean? So Rashi explains, tzavah means that Karas Baruch Hu is geyser, that he tells the water, you go in and do your job. So it's a tzavah to the water to do its job and be mevarer if it was a chetanat and do the oynish if the water has to do that. So that's Chalat Zavah. And it says, Uvo with the extra Vav, teach us not only Lebal, not only Leisha, but Leboil as well. Chad Lasiya Dida, Vechad Lasiya Dida. What does Asiya mean? Asiya means that what's going to happen is that the water is going to be Baidiker. It's Asiya saying, this is going to happen. Teaching us, this is going to happen. The Bible saying, Vav Mayim, this is going to happen. It's a Haftacha that the water is going to work. And we need a Haftacha for him and for her. The idea means to teach us that the first thing that's going to get harmed is the beten, and then the yerech. Because it shouldn't be mitzi laz, because by the klala, it says a lashon that the yerech will happen first. Why? Because the yerech was choyted first. So here the pasuk's meidiat us, that's how the idea means, that the beten will happen first, and then the yerech. Why? Because it goes in, because like the Rashi explains before in other places, that since it goes into your mouth that way, so therefore, that's the way it will happen. The einish will happen in a way that first the beten bulges, and then the yerech. That's what happens first. Like upon him, and you need one for him, and one for her. So Agav, you see from this Gemara, that when the boil gets the einish, it goes from the beten first. Because you could have said that Bishlama, the Isha, really supposed to get the Einish first in the Yerach. The problem is the water goes to the stomach, so it starts with the stomach first. But the Boil, who's not drinking water, it's the Einish is happening just through osmosis, whatever it is, it doesn't happen, it's not directly with the water. So there, by him, it could happen the Yerach first. And the Asim HaKharim look like that. But this Gemara is a Vuya Klar, that since it's the idea of the day, and the idea of the day, that it works the same way. It goes to the Betan first, then the Yerach. Tzava means that Hashem is being geyser to the water. It's being geyser that the water, basically a tzava to the water, that you should do your job. And asiyah means that's going to happen. Maftaka is going to happen. That the water is going to listen. To listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the three, the vows. And the extra vow, say, it goes both labal and labayil. The Rebbe, flosser kroy yiksivi, Rebbe doesn't have the extra vow. So he has three times a vow. That's it. Three psukim. Chal tzava, v'chad la'asiya, v'chad liyadiya. There's one for tzava, which means mitzava, the water, chad la'asiya, the water will happen, that will happen. V'chad liyadiya, that it should happen first in the betan, and then in the yerach. So the Rebbe, k'shem shemayim boit k'moy saw, kach boit k'moy saw min olay. So if you Rebbe, how do you know that the boil also gets oynish? So our answer is, nafgalei midetanya, where we learned, it says in the pasuk, "Latz bois beten v'lampel yarech." The pasuk says, "Vo amayim amarim ailev amayayich." Latz bois beten v'lampel yarech v'mishom ein amein. That's what it says in the pasuk, and this is in the shvua we change and we say even in the shvua to say that the beten happens first, and it says loshem beten. Doesn't say bit no. So here the brayta says that this is going on. The boil. It's going on the boil. It's going on the boil, not only the isha, it's going on the boil. This is the pasuk going on the boil. I thought even bit of yerech shel boil, maybe it's going on the isha. Kishu omar, when another pasuk says, v'tzav so bitna, v'nof liyerecha, v'rei bitna v'yerecha shel neveles omar, that's referring to the beten and the yerecha of the neveles, that we know already. Mani mekayim latz bet lat biyerech, must be going for the boil. And that's these words are for the boil, and that's the makar according to Rebbe, because Rebbe doesn't have extra vav. So this is the makar of the Rebbe, that the boil also gets the oinish. The idach, what do you do with this pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva, who dashes extra vav? The idach, who, the moida la koyin, the beta beresh of hodi yarech, lohitzlaz amayim amarim. The fear of Akiva, this pasuk, is telling her, we're letting her know, by the way, that's going to happen first in the Betan, and then in the Yarech. So, it says that you let her know. Why? It's an interesting question that the Mashal asked. The Mashal says, why would you have to tell her anything? She's going to be dead. So, it really doesn't, it's not going to be Maitzi Laz. It's not going to be like, look to the Mashal and Chokhmah Shalom in the back. What does she, what do we care about her? He's Samus. Lidiroyin, elakachu aloshin. The moed law, Rosh Hashanah, oisa inya media koyin lechala imdim. To everyone, that there shouldn't be mitzi laz on the water. Now,
maybe she won't die for 3 years.
What?
Maybe she won't die for 3 years.
Right, but here, if she dies, it'll be the beten first and not the yarech. Not the yarech first. Now, we're not talking about dying here. We're talking about which one goes first. That's what we're talking about. So, like upon him, that we had before something called Yediyah. We had something before called Yediyah. So this is the same thing. This is something that bothered me. And we had before one of the three things, Yediyah. So this is the same. When we say Rabbi Kiva uses Lamaidala, that means what we said before. Yediyah is probably the same thing. Or one's Lanu and one's to the people standing there. I'm not sure. Back upon him, Ve'idach, he says, this pasuk is to teach us this thing that the order will be Betem Bereisha V'Hadiyar V'Solet La'azal Marm. So what has Rebbe know that? Ve'idach, imkein, lichtev kra, bitna v'yarecha. It should still say, bitna v'yarecha, what's going on her? My betan v'yarech, shema minel boil is going on the boil. Ve'im akul ha'chadasa. Maybe the whole thing is for, maybe the whole pasuk is coming to tell us that betan lakha v'yarecha, that for the boil, and how do we know that betan lakha v'yarecha? How do we know that? Maybe the whole thing is teaching us for the boil. So then, you still have, you know, the other thing that Rekiv wants to know about lehidiyah lanu. And for the Gemara, okay, lift the bit of yerecha. My bet and yerech shomer tarati. Since it changes the lashon and makes a stam, but of yerech doesn't say bit of yerecha. So it just says a stam lashon. Therefore, it teaches both things. First of all, that the boil also gets the oinish, and number two is that this is the order of how it happens. That's first bet that the and then yerech. Even though in the klala it says yerech first and then the beten. So that is the drashas of Uvo and the extra Vav as well. Zakta, next recording, continue on the next recording.